You're listening to Waterside Wake Up, and it is time for Community Matters. It is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Today, we have Jason from City Manager, Jason Raby of Beloit. And what do we got going on?
Well, it's just a busy time of year. Thankful the weather's braked here a little bit and gotten some cooler weather in here, but we're still plugging along. One of the good things that's happened here recently, and something that Wade used to sit here and do this, we've talked about for a lot of years, is our water plant, and that still is in process. We were presented at our council meeting here about 2 weeks ago, what they call the 75% plan. So that's basically really almost the full plan set.
Right.
You know, there's a ton of detail. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of pages. But you can really see it in the proverbial flesh, you know. So there's some 3D shots of it, some elevations, et cetera. So that's really kind of what they want to get to again, just keep it with KDHE. KDHE reviews those again. And kind of once they review that set, then it's pretty well just get them finalized and we're off to the races. Probably one of the biggest impacts from that is and that could be, you know, anywhere from a 4 to 6 month process. So again, it's just time, but mm-hmm. You know, it's where we are plugging along. And again, if people are interested and want to see more about it, just reach out to me. But one of the biggest impacts, obviously, just like what everybody's facing, is supply chain issues and inflation costs. So you know, it's definitely, you know, they're tacking a lot of cushion onto that plant, but that's also seen a pretty significant price increase. So that'll be something that, you know, USDA, who we are getting the long-term financing through, and KDHE, who does some of the principal forgiveness, has just advised us to say, hey, we don't really know the true number, though. You know what I mean?
Right,
you got all these
right.
estimates, et cetera. You know, get it done, get it out for bid, then you'll know what it is, you know, and maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe the world will change. You know, I feel like there's definitely rumblings out there. You know, there's things that are kind of some rocky stuff out there right now. So, you know, maybe that number will change. And basically what they said is that if there's a funding gap, then that's when you come back to them, you know. And in the end, they really look at what is that water cost per 1,000 gallons or whatever mm-hmm. to an average consumer. So they kind of have a bracket that they want that to fit into. And so that's where we feel comfortable and confident that we'll be able to get that extra funding if that's needed to fill that. So definitely some bigger, scarier numbers out there, but I just tell people, let's just wait. We don't really know.
Right.
And then when it is, we want to make sure it's as, you know, the same amount of impact as it would have been before when we were looking at this, at the new plant situation. So excited to see that coming. Kind of some other projects that are on the docket. You know, we talked about drainage projects in town for a while. We finally have our first one about to go out for bid here in the next week or two. And I'll be on the west side of town. So that's kind of our first stab at it. And we, you know, like I said, we came up with a plan about two or three years ago and have been working on the acquisition. This is kind of our first step. We'll have other ones that we'll keep pushing along. There's been some, you know, thankfully Beloit, the flooding issues or the water issues are pretty focalized. You know, they're really focused on mm-hmm. some certain areas. So we'll be able to tackle them probably in about the main ones in about three different projects. So this will be the first one. We'll be excited to see how that goes. Obviously, all the traffic cones through our business district here in the downtown, that's or not downtown, but on the 8th Street is a sidewalk that's going in, so it'll help with a lot with the pedestrian folks trying to get through there and really bring pedestrians to those businesses and to those different areas. So that's also starting, and probably to cap it off really quick, again, it's just that my monthly talk right now about, you know, energy prices, you know, both your electric bill and your gas bill. Again, just I look at that stuff every day. So just continue to look at ways to be efficient, you know, and we are looking at ways to try to be efficient. We've tried to organize our portfolio over the last 3 or 4 years to absorb a lot of this, but there's just so much in the marketplace that's outside of our control. You know, like I talked before, you know, 2/3 of the power that's generated and probably almost 80% of our power that we acquire is fueled by either natural gas or coal,
right.
You know, and coal's up 4 to 5 times what it was a year ago, and natural gas is 2 to 3 times. And so those are significant impacts, you know, and so continue to just be aware of that. And hopefully we have a mild winter and it's not as big an impact on the gas side. And now we're through the heat wave. Hopefully our electric bills will normalize a little bit too. So.
when you say the supply chain, has it really specifically hurt any project you're doing now or anything you've done this summer, or is it just kind of little things along the way?
No,
or?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I would say basically, you know, with the supply chain, it's really just causing inflationary pressure on any bids you get, you know, because I'm guessing there's just limited supply, so just supply and demand like we've all learned in school, and that's kind of where that's going. You know, our solar farm was an example of that. That probably took 7 to 9 months longer to get going just because of trying to get everything acquired. And that was about a year ago when they, well, you know, 9 months when they started that. You know, those are things that you know, probably the other impact is, and I think every business and every, even people are facing is kind of those key pieces of infrastructure or key parts, you know, and that's what's really scary. You know, you're trying to guess, and could it be this transformer? Or could it be this meter or something that is really critical? We try to have inventory. We try to make sure that everything's in good shape, but something blows up and, oh, we can't get that for 6 months. Well, what do you do? You know what I mean? And those are the things that kind of keep you up at night of trying to think of, you know, and people have that in their business, whether it's a truck part or a tractor part, you know, farmers are facing that. So it's a real issue. You know, it's basically every industry where you're facing that at your home, or you can't, you know, you can't get the thing you want from the grocery store. It's the same thing with everything else, you know, and what scares me is if it's a critical piece that somebody really needs, how are we going to get it? You know, and we'll use our, you know, we have partner cities and cities that we do a pretty good job of emailing out and saying, hey, we need this item, and so I'm sure we'll get something figured out, but those are the types of things that keep you up at night now, because before it's just like, hey, order it, and it was there in 2 days, you know, and it's definitely not that way right now, so.
Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on?
No, I think that's good.
All right, that's Jason Raby, City Manager of Beloit, and that's Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.